The old king was pacing up and down the long room of his castle. And he looks out at the estates surrounding it. But he's very subdued and he just shuffles along and goes to the bathroom. And he looks in the mirror. And tears start to trickle down his face. All he could see was a haggard old man with a massive hairs growing out of his ears. And the same in his nostrils. He had a wrinkly old face. And his hair, what was left of it, was all white. And he decided from that moment onwards that old age was going to be banished from all of his kingdom. And he made a decree the following day that all old people should be taken away beyond the borders of his kingdom. And the young people were up in arms. You can't do this. But reluctantly, they escorted their grandparents and even their parents to the border of the country. The alternative was for the old folk to be taken to the dungeons of the castle with no heating, and to be fed just on bread and water, and probably perish of cold in the winter. And the following day, the king ushers his barber to come and do a little job on his face and his hair. And he dyed all his hair jet black. And on his moustache, he just darkened it a little bit. And the same with his goatee beard. And secretly, after he'd sent his barber away, he put foundation cream he'd stolen from his wife all over his face. And the wrinkles, well, you could still see them, but he definitely looked younger. And the king felt more sprightly. Almost a young man again. But there was unrest amongst his citizens. You can't do this. You can't just send our families away. They've lived here all their lives. And then the king had a thought. I tell you what, he said to one of the young men that had come to him. If you can find the golden jug which I've hidden in the lake at the end of the estate of the castle grounds, then you can bring your old people back, your parents, your grandparents, you can bring them back to their homes. But if you don't find the golden jug, I will seize the land and the home you live in. The choice is yours. Well, word soon spread, and about 100 people, all young people of course, gathered around the lake. And the king went in his chariot, horse-drawn chariot, and he gets out the whip on the horse's gallop, and he watches just a little distance on a hill overlooking the lake. And two young men dive into the lake and swim around and go right to the depths, although it isn't a deep lake, probably 10, 15 feet. But nothing is found, and then other men and women, boys and girls dive in. None of them can find the golden jockey. They can see it shining on the surface. When they dive in, it seems to disappear before their eyes. And a young woman called Lily is watching. She's curious. And she decides to visit her father, who's living in a cave up in the hills, some 2-3 hours walk behind the castle. She's very close to her father, and she's upset. Her mother had died, and that has all brought her even closer to her dad. And she takes a rucksack over her back, and in it are some biscuits, cheese, fresh tomatoes, olives, and she trudges up the winding path to this cave where her father is living. So she didn't want him to have to leave the actual country, but it's a very basic existence. His only heat is a fiery lights every night. And eventually she reaches the cave where her father is living. She gives him a big hug. She'd missed him, and she'd worried about how he was surviving in the cold of the night. And she takes out what she's brought. She takes off her rucksack, and he ravenously eats the cheese and the biscuits and the fresh tomatoes. And his face lights up. And then she tells him about what's happened at the lake. And he listens very carefully. And he says, "Is there a tree that's situated by the lake?" She said, "Yes, right on the edge." "And does the tree cover almost half the lake?" "Yes," she said, "yes, it's a big elm tree. It probably covers right over to the middle of the lake." And her father smiles. "What you see in the lake," he says, "is not a real jug. It's a reflection from a jug that's situated somewhere in the tree. If you go back, you'll be able to find it." And she gives her dad a big hug again. And her eyes light up, because this could be the opportunity to rescue him from this cave. And she asks to see the king. And the courtiers bring her before the king. She says, "I would like to look for the jug." King smiles. He says, "Well, you're welcome to look, but you do realise if you don't find the jug, I will seize your house and your land." She says, "I still want to try." Well, news soon spreads. This young woman called Lily, she's going to search for the jug again. And a big crowd gathers around the edge of the lake. And again, the king is sitting in his chariot just on this hill, overlooking the lake. And there's murmurings and excitement at the edge of the lake. And then folk are quite mystified. She's not jumped into the water. Instead, she's climbing that big elm tree by the edge of the lake. What's going on? And she stops halfway up. They think, she's found the vantage point and she's going to dive in where she sees the jug. No, she continues to climb up the tree. And when she reaches the top, she grabs hold of the golden jug and she waves it. And as a tremendous cheer goes up, hooray, hooray, all round the edge of the lake. The king, he's fuming. But Lily, she marches up to where the king is, and the crowds can see him there, standing by his chariot with his horses. And she presents a jug. Here, I found the jug. And he can't withhold his anger. He's agitating, his hands are sort of clenched fists, sort of opening and shutting. How did you know it was there? Said the king. I went to see my father. He's living in one of the caves in the mountains behind the castle. And I told him about the mystery of the jug that no one can find. And the king's still angry. And then he pauses and he thinks, over 100 young people had searched for this golden jug. No one could work out the puzzle of where the jug was. But one old man had solved the problem. And he smiles, he says, you have won the jug fair and square, and you can bring your father back. He can live in his home again. And in fact, all the old people may return to the kingdom. And from that moment onwards, old age was revered and respected forevermore in the kingdom of this king. Thank you. Ooh.